The Boulder Tech Podcast is presented by Honey, the online shopping platform that helps consumers save time and money, is building a Boulder office and looking for software engineers to join the team. Find out more at joinhoney.com/careers. Welcome to the Boulder Tech Podcast. I'm your host, Joel Davis. We have a unique startup and tech community here on the edge of the Rockies, and we want you to know about it. The Boulder Tech Podcast features conversations with leaders, thinkers, and influencers, sharing their views on what's happening in Boulder's rapidly evolving tech scene. These interviews were recorded during the 9th annual Boulder Startup Week. When it started in 2009, Boulder Startup Week was the first event of its kind, anywhere. Now, Startup Weeks are held around the world. It's a great example of Boulder's position on the leading edge of tech and the future. Our guest for episode number 9 of the Boulder Tech Podcast is Sarah Beth Burke. She's the director of the Innovation and Entrepreneur Initiative at the University of Colorado Boulder. Our conversation covers the many roles she fills in her job, the entrepreneurial spirit on the CU campus, the special bridge she's building between the university and the Boulder tech community, and her thoughts on Boulder's unique startup scene. So can you tell me again what your position is at CU?
Yeah, I am the director of the Innovation Entrepreneurship Initiative at University of Colorado Boulder.
What does that mean?
It's a fancy title. As a side note, I just use the expression all the time of like, I am more than my title, because I think titles just really don't show what people are and what they do. So my role right now, it's this pretty new initiative. We're in like year one of really implementing it across the university. So this is a campus-wide initiative to engage and bring more experiences that are around innovative and entrepreneurial mindsets and habits and skills. So we want our students and our staff and our faculty and even the community to be able to walk on campus and be able to engage in being entrepreneurial in any discipline or form. And my role is to bring that to life, to fill in the gaps, to find the opportunities, to connect the dots. I am the woman in the middle trying to make the magic happen.
Is this connected to a particular school at the university?
That's a great question. So a lot of universities are doing things like this, and CU Boulder is unique because we're not in the business school doing this. We are doing it in the Research and Innovation Office, which serves everybody. So I get to work with all departments, all disciplines, and that gives it a ton of flexibility.
Tell me a little bit about what your day-to-day work entails.
What day of the week? Yeah, it is definitely not a routine at all. So I get pinged all the time by people on and off campus that are curious, inquisitive, have questions, just want to meet with me. They have a startup they want to start. They don't know where to begin. They have heard about the initiative and they want to learn more. They want to connect with the university, be a mentor. So I'm fielding a lot of questions and sort of being that concierge. Of course, it's a university, so it's bureaucratic. There's a lot of meetings. I'm on planning committees and cross-functional teams where we're trying to bring awareness of the different nodes of work on campus so we can actually learn and then start to align and like move forward together. So I'm wrangling those people or attending those meetings. I might be facilitating a training or helping other staff on campus understand what innovation means. So I'll do some facilitation, and I run a lot of events or help plan things like workshops and speakers. So there's a lot of off like evening things that I'm doing. And then I might be off campus in the community, either networking or meeting with people. So I'm sort of everywhere, and every day is a new day.
It sounds like you deal with a lot of people from different sectors, students, I'm sure, of course, plus faculty, and then the business community. And
yeah, this is the most diverse role I've ever held. I have to be a chameleon. So I have to speak with people from like international startup communities, and they're interested in learning about what we're doing at CU. I have to talk with people that are in bioscience or psychology or engineering. I'm really interacting with everybody.
Are you a CU graduate?
Actually, I'm not. I attended another Colorado university for a little bit of time, but actually went out of state to finish my undergrad.
Is this position something that you, was there just an opening and you applied for it, or was it something you created, or where did this whole department come about?
Come together. Well, the role is new, and I was actually in the pool of candidates and wasn't really the first choice for this role, but they liked my background. I had a lot of design thinking experience. I'd been in education. I sort of had this fresh perspective, and they saw something in me where they created another role within the role, and they hired me for that. So the initiative was something conceived just a couple years ago, and they knew they needed some people. And so myself and another were hired as assistant directors first, and then staff changed, and I've just evolved into the director, but it's been organic.
What are some of the exciting things that you're working on right now?
And the sky is kind of the limit in this role, which is so exciting. There's tons of potential, and making any of it happen is the trick. So kind of like, this sounds so basic, but something I'm really interested in right now is building this entrepreneurial mentor system for campus. So if you think about it, we have great energy in Boulder where people just want to help. They want to get involved. And we have no shortage of need on campus, but we haven't done a good job of marketing and making it very easy to understand what the needs are, and then connecting the community and saying, here's where you can plug in. So I'm literally in the midst of just kind of creating that first intake, a really easy way for people to plug in, understand options, and then get involved as entrepreneurial mentors in engineering or business or Silicon Flatirons or tech transfer or student startups or faculty startups. That is going to be a game changer when we get this going. So I think it's going to be a big deal.
And are these mentors coming from the university community, from the city, both?
Particularly, we're looking at off campus. So any stakeholder in the surrounding region, and especially alumni too, that have a vested interest and want to give back. But mostly all that great expertise we have in startup knowledge in the community that wants to be fitted the right way and the right time, that's where we're trying to work with community mentors.
So are you making a lot of connections, identifying potential mentors during startup week?
I'm a little bit in stealth mode right now, mostly because I'm trying to get some of our systems ready on campus because it's sort of cart and horse right now. I don't want to promote it too much in the community because they get really excited like instantaneously and I won't have anything to send them to. So I need to get even just the right email address or survey form. Like, here's the thing. And as soon as we sort of dial that together, which I'm hoping will be in the next 6 weeks, we'll have that up. Then we'll figure out sort of our chain of how do we advertise and promote and really lock into those people. So yes, I guess I have my underground network of who I'm going to reach out to as soon as I'm ready, but I'm not actively going for it right now.
It seems like the university is in a good position for this sort of thing because Boulder has become such a tech hub over the last several years. Is there anything special that you've been able to do to kind of leverage just the fact that you're here in this amazing place that and that gives you an advantage over other universities with similar programs?
Well, so Boulder is so special. I mean, it's got everything you need in a startup community, and we have the density of the population. We have the talent. We have federal labs. We have a strong university. I mean, there is no place like Boulder in terms of if you look around the country, like it's really rare to have all those ingredients, the labs, the university, the people in one tight location. So in terms of like capitalizing on that and leveraging it, I think we're just on that tipping point precipice of like, how do we really take advantage of this? I think for years, people have been doing it and it's been light and sort of like spread. But when I first started the job, really my big work was kind of taking an asset map. And I interviewed a lot of stakeholders and said, you know, tell me about the startup community and what's here and what do you know? And everyone sort of had a snapshot and they'd know 10 or 12 pieces. But no one had the full picture. So I created what looks like a mountain range infographic. And every peak has a different category of what you need in a startup community. So capital, events, meetups, co-working space, accelerators, et cetera. And then I have like baby peaks within those that are things that are literally on campus. So accelerators we have a program for students. And then the taller peak behind it is accelerators that are off campus. So suddenly you have this beautiful montage of everything at our fingertips that literally makes this community so vibrant. And that has been a radical way to display to people like what we have. And the next question is, well, where do you get started? And how do these things work together? Because that's when the magic really starts to get going, is connecting it. And so now that we're starting to get momentum on the initiative on campus and everyone's got more of a common vision, I think we can more directly reach out to these different parts and ask them the right ask and tie them back together in the right way. And I think the tech community and, you know, outdoor industry and natural foods and aerospace and bioscience, like, we have so many ways that those are our strengths and we want to plug them all in together.
How would you characterize the entrepreneurial spirit or energy just among the students? Are there a lot of students trying to create businesses while they're in school?
It's a great question. So this generation of students wants to have a lot of agency and wants to have a lot of purpose. And we're in the day and age when the entrepreneur is the rock star. Like, the Mark Zuckerbergs are the role models and idols of this generation. And that wasn't the case, you know, a generation ago. So I think a lot of students come to Boulder because it's beautiful and they love the mountains and it's a great school. And they do want to start their own thing. They know Boulder has a great startup community. So we didn't have great data on the startup activity on campus. And what we did this year was sort of had this online platform called Startup Tree. And students that were participating in our venture competitions and participating in entrepreneurial endeavors created profiles on it. And we found we had over 800 users register this year. Over half of those are students. There's a fraction that are staff and faculty and community members. So we started to see, you know, all the different people that are interested in being in startups. And we had over 120 student ventures listed on that platform. So I think the appetite is really strong. It's bigger than we even were able to calculate. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We still have to build more awareness and kind of bring more people into this data set that we haven't even counted yet. So yeah, students are really hungry and they are doing things we don't even know about in their dorm rooms off campus. The fun thing for me is finding out about those students. So I've created an innovation action team on campus. It's made up of students from all different disciplines and different grade levels. And they become my champions. They go out and talk to their friends and talk to the professors, and they bring new students to the table and bring them to our events. And so suddenly the community is just building. It's a really fun, exciting time.
It sounds like it. Is there a defining aspect to the Boulder tech community that separates it from other tech communities or startup communities, I should say?
The defining thing here, and I know this because I keep surveying people and talking to so many people, is everyone is just available. Like, if you want to reach out to people that would be like top tier, hard to connect with in other cities, in Boulder, you can get a meeting with them. You can connect to them through email. And it's just such an open environment. So I think just that network and the richness, like, there are power players here and they are going back and forth between major cities and they've been invested in companies for years. And so they have all that knowledge that you would find in New York or Silicon Valley. So I think Boulder, just reaching out and connecting with people who really know what they're doing and want to share that with you, is just so much easier and people are ready for that. And I think our students totally benefit from that because they can walk off campus and start working with the Foundry Group or be at a breakfast meetup with Brad Feld. And where else does that happen? That's such a unique opportunity.
Where do you think that comes from?
Where does that come from? It's our culture. People come here because they care. There's a lifestyle, there's a mindset, there's an attitude of just not being as pretentious or being like big business people. Like, nobody wears suits in Boulder. The most rich person will just be sitting in Ozo, like probably working on their laptop with like a beard, and they just went mountain biking. And like, everyone just takes down their guard. And I think people appreciate that's what Boulder's about. And if you don't fit into that culture, people talk and like you get recognized. You don't kind of fit in. And it's just how Boulder is.
I've been asking this question of everyone that I've been interviewing because I'm curious about it, because it's a common thing. And everyone says, you know, when I say, what's the defining characteristic of the Boulder startup community? Oh, you know, give first, you know, be available. Mm-hmm. It's all accessible.
Yeah.
And I'm formulating a theory that it's kind of...
Are we all brainwashed?
No, it's not that. It's that Boulder has this longstanding reputation as being kind of the sort of hippie granola kind of town. And really, it's not like that anymore.
There's pockets.
There's pockets, but it's not like that anymore. I think this is like the new iteration of that. It's kind of, you know, organic and communal.
Well, I met some
just
guys.
Not the tie-dyes and the patchouli.
No, I mean, there's flavors of that around, but the startup community is so damn smart. And I'm also fascinated that a lot of these people have their MBAs or they're graduates of Ivy Leagues and they've somehow migrated here, but then they've also attended Naropa or they like go to these mindfulness sessions. So people have more of an inner awareness and like they really have meaning and they aren't as superficial. And so that to me is the Boulderpreneur, like really strong self-awareness and really caring about people on the planet, but also really driven and ambitious to build these great high growth, high tech startup companies that are just like crazy good.
Where do you see your department and your efforts leading you in 5 years?
Such a good question. We have so much work to do. So I'm like the optimist, but also the cynic in terms of education, because I've been doing this work for 10 years, trying to innovate in K-12 and higher ed and through community nonprofits from the outside inside. And I know education just moves slow. And I'm the entrepreneur. And I got my hand slapped this year because I was pushing so hard and moving so fast. People are like, you've got to slow down, Sarah Beth. We don't work like you do. So 5 years, I would love to see a lot more crossover between the campus and the community. So one of my personal goals, when I started interviewing people last year, I was like, what do you know about CU Boulder? And a brand anymore, which the university is a brand, it's all about the stories you tell and what people know about you. And it was surprising, like people really didn't know the power of great technology that's come out of Boulder or how we've been such a spark for some bioscience research and aerospace technology that is really powerful to the Boulder community. So my goal in 5 years is if you walk down the street and you ask people, like, what do you know about CU Boulder? They're not talking about the football team as much. They could tell you 2 or 3 or 10 startups or CEOs that have risen because of CU Boulder's influence or impact. That would be one of my dreams. The New Venture Challenge, which is our major cross-campus venture competition, we finally brought off campus for the first time this year, and this is the 10th anniversary. The Boulder community that showed up, and we had it at the Boulder Theater, was surprised. They were shocked. Like, the quality of the student pitches were phenomenal, and they were just really blown away by, like, this is what's happening on campus. So I don't want that to be as much of a shock anymore. I want them to be showing up in droves and celebrating as much as, like, a Techstars demo day, because it's building the next generation of our startup community, and we should just all be in it together.
Well, it sounds like you're working on some very exciting things. Anything else you'd like to add about anything?
I think I love that the tech community just really wants to engage our students. And we have a project called Startups to Students, which is sort of like a job fair where startups come and they pitch to students and they offer internships or part-time jobs or whatever they have available. And I want more of the startup community to know about that, that we have special ways, because startups don't hire the same way that big companies do. And the university is trying to bring them in more. So I think just knowing, like, they can come and reach out and connect, and we do have great student talent that's eager, that would be a great tip I want to leave people with.
Sarah Beth Burke, thank you very much.
This has been a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me today.
That was Sarah Beth Burke, Director of the Innovation and Entrepreneur Initiative at CU Boulder. Her website is sarabethburke.com. That's sarabethburke.com. Learn more about the initiative at colorado.edu/innovate. Episode number 9 of the Boulder Tech Podcast is presented by Boulder Startup Week's Internet of Things track sponsor, UpRamp. The Boulder Tech Podcast is made possible in part by Boulder Startup Week Platinum sponsors Matter, Zayo, Google, and Boulder Engineering Studio. We're also presented by Glider, a Colorado-based community movement and nonprofit that produces Boulder's Ignite and TEDx events as well as Boulder Startup Week. Learn more and consider a donation at glider.com. Thanks to Dojo 4 for providing space for our podcast studio, and to KGNU Community Radio for the recording gear. Our intro music is by Echodeck, that's E-C-C-O-D-E-K. Hear more at echodeck.com. Our outro music is by Earthrise Sound System. You'll find them at earthrisesoundsystem.com. The Boulder Tech Podcast is produced by me, Joel Davis. Your feedback, criticisms, and comments are welcome. Reach me at joel@thevibrarian.co. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here for the next episode of the Boulder Tech Podcast.